So this morning, we're going to continue on with our Alpha series, My Greatest Adventure. Last week, we had Mr. Jeremiah Bazarich speaking on who is Jesus, and next week, he will be here speaking on why did Jesus die, and today, we are going to be on the talking about the topic, how can I have faith? How can I have faith? So we're going to read Hebrews 11 and selected verses out of that chapter. It's all about faith. Now, faith is confidence in what we hope for and assurance about what we do not see. This is what the ancients were commended for. By faith, we understand that the universe was formed at God's command so that what is seen was not made out of what was visible. By faith, Abraham, when called to go to a place he would later receive as his inheritance, obeyed and went, even though he did not know where he was going. By faith, he made his home in the promised land like a stranger in a foreign country. He lived in tents, as did Isaac and Jacob, who were heirs with him of that same promise. He was looking forward to the city with foundations whose architect and builder is God. And by faith, even Sarah, who was past childbearing age, was enabled to bear children because she considered him faithful who had made the promise. And so from this one man, and he as good as dead, came descendants as numerous as the stars in the sky and as countless as the sand on the seashore. All these people were still living by faith when they died. They did not receive the things promised. They only saw them and welcomed them from a distance, admitting that they were foreigners and strangers on earth. People who say such things show that they're looking for a country of their own. If they had been thinking of the country they had left, they would have had opportunity to return. Instead, they were longing for a better country, a heavenly one. Therefore, God is not ashamed to be called their God, for he has prepared a city for them. By faith, when Abraham tested him, offered Isaac as a sacrifice, he who had embraced the promises was about to sacrifice his one and only son. Even though God had said to him, "It is through Isaac that your offspring will be reckoned." Abraham reasoned that God could even raise the dead, and so, in a manner of speaking, he did receive Isaac back from the death. And that's the word of the Lord for today. Thanks be to God. So, faith. What is faith? Faith is a gift you have received. You only need to open it. Faith is a gift you have received. You only need to open it. You know, we all have faith in some things or someone. You have faith in the chair that you're sitting on, that it's actually going to hold you up for the duration of this service, and it's not going to collapse under your weight, right? You have faith in your car that it's going to start every time you need it, every time you turn that key in the ignition. You have faith in it. Every time that, or any time that you're studying, working on an degree of some sort, or you're going to school, junior high, high school, whatever, you have faith that this education is going to lead you to something good, good career or something. Many Oilers fans have put their faith in who? Connor McDavid. And he is supposed to be the new hope for the Oilers and bring them back to fame and glory and maybe a Stanley Cup. I don't know how well he's doing, but I don't think the Oilers are winning many games, are they? Oh, I was listening to Lawrence, and he told me this, but I guess he's not a real Oiler fan. Okay, they are doing good. Awesome. Many Americans have put their faith in the new president, Donald Trump, that he's actually going to make America great again. We shall see. But every human being exercises faith every day in something and in certain people as well. I want to show you a clip now from a movie called Indiana Jones and the Last Crusade. Now, this is a really cool clip, and I hope that it's going to work. Catherine's working really hard at getting it to work right now. It's Indiana Jones. I don't know, how many of you have seen this movie? Indiana Jones and the Last Crusade. Oh, quite a few of you. So you have seen this clip. It's called The Leap of Faith. Well, that's a pretty amazing picture of a leap of faith that he had to take. And maybe some of you think that it takes that much, that big of a leap of faith to believe in God. So faith is something that you need to take a risk in. Yes. To the extent that you take a risk, though, that is based on evidence. It's based on evidence. For Indiana Jones there, he didn't have very much to go by, just a little map, a little drawing, a little few words that told him that maybe this would work for him. But the thing is that often we have trouble with faith, maybe in God, because we've had trouble with faith in people, that we have been hurt in certain ways, or people have betrayed us or let us down. But faith in God is so different than that. God can be trusted 100% of the time. But the question for some of you may be, well, how do I know that I can trust God? How do I know that I can put my faith in Him? Well, I want to put to you that you don't need to know everything about God in order to take that step of faith. It's like this. You know, when you get married, you actually put your faith in that person without totally knowing the person, right? I mean, you date for a while, like Lawrence and I dated for about a year before he asked me to marry him. And based on the evidence that he was a good man, that I knew his family, I knew that he looked like he was going to be a good husband, a good father, a good provider. And so based on that evidence, and with getting to know him and, you know, some love mixed into it too, I was able to say yes to him. But I didn't know him totally and completely. So you know that you're never, ever going to know God completely. Because our puny human minds, even though they really are magnificent brains, we will never, ever, ever know God completely. We will never know Him because God is so much beyond us. He is so holy. He is so transcendent. We cannot know Him completely. But we can know Him to the degree that He has revealed Himself to us in the creation through the Word of God speaking to us. Let's look at the passage that we read a little earlier in Hebrews 11 and how Abraham was able to put his faith in God. See, all of chapter 11 of Hebrews is actually listing a whole bunch of people from the Old Testament who showed faith in God by God calling them to do certain things, and they stepped out in faith and did it, and in that obedience led to more and more faith. So they endured suffering, they endured trials, things didn't always go perfectly for them, yet they had faith in God. You see, the letter to the Hebrews was written at a time when the Christians were going through a very hard time. There were a lot of trials, persecutions going on, and yet they were needing to be, they needed some encouragement, they needed some help. So this letter to the Hebrews was written to give this encouragement and help, to say, look at all these people from the Old Testament and how they went through trials and suffering, and yet they still had faith in God. Hebrews 11:1 says, "Now faith is confidence in what we hope for and assurance about what we do not see." Now, this isn't a formal or definition of faith, but a description of what faith does for us. It makes hoped-for things seem as real as if they were there, as if we already had them. And it provides unshakable evidence that the unseen spiritual blessings of Christianity are certain and real. In the chapter to the letter of Hebrews, chapter 11 that we read, we read about all these different people and about their faith. And Abraham one day heard the Lord say to him, "Look, I'm calling you out of your country. I'm calling you out. You must leave everything you know, everything that's familiar to you, and go into a country that I'm calling you to." And Abraham listened to that, and because of his faith, he was able to obey and step out and do what God called him. But God also promised him that the land, the new land he was bringing him to, but also that he would have very many descendants. He was promised as many descendants as the stars of the sky and of the sand on the seashore. Now that's a lot of descendants. But the problem was, Abraham and Sarah didn't have any children, and they were getting on in years. And so at one point, Sarah even told Abraham, "Take my servant and have a child with her." But God said to him, "No, that is not the son that I am promising you. You will have a son with Sarah, even though she's 90 years old." And Abraham was almost 99. So that required a lot of faith to wait so many years. It was 16 years after Ishmael was born that Isaac finally came, that he was the promised son. And then God even asked Abraham to sacrifice Isaac, the one son through whom God was going to bring all of those many descendants. And Abraham was probably like, "What? How could this possibly be?" But Abraham took the step of faith to actually go ahead and prepare this sacrifice and prepare Isaac to be sacrificed. But God stopped him before he did. So God was testing his faith to see how much faith that Abraham actually had. And Abraham, even though he knew that he was calling or needing to sacrifice Isaac, he was thinking, "Well, God will raise Isaac from the dead then, because this is the son through whom my descendants will come." But you may ask, "Well, how do I take that first step of faith? How do I step out and say yes to God?" Well, many people may ask, "Well, you know, what's Christianity going to do for me? Is God going to answer my prayers? Is God going to help me gain control of my circumstances?" Well, those really are the wrong questions to ask of God. You see, those questions are from a place of where I've got it all figured out already, and I just want God to come alongside me and to help me along that way. Well, that way of thinking doesn't work. That is not what Christianity is. But ask instead, is God for real? Is Christianity true? Is Jesus there for me? You see, God calls us out like he called out Abraham. And Abraham didn't say, "Oh, is this going to actually get me to my goal in life?" No, he didn't even think about that. He was following God for what God's plan was. He didn't have it all, his whole life planned out, and then say, "Okay, Lord, this is where I'd like you to help me." So he trusted God and stepped out into the unknown. So it's not about, this step of faith is not about having God help you control your circumstances. And some of you maybe already have said yes to God. You've put your trust in God, but you're not so sure that you can trust him with everything in your life, that you can trust him with the decisions that you need to make. Or maybe you're still searching for answers in order to be able to say yes to God in the first place. But that's okay. As long as you're searching, that's a good thing, and you'll get there. You see, the Holy Spirit is working in your heart to bring you to the point of being able to say yes to Him. Ephesians 2, verse 8 and 9 says, "For by grace you have been saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not as a result of works, that no one can boast." You see, God has given you the gift of faith. You only need to open it. You see, it's about God's grace and not the things that we do that we can receive that grace. So let's look at what faith is. Faith comes from the Greek word pistis. Pistis, let's say that word together, pistis. And it comes from the root word patho, which means to be persuaded of what is trustworthy. You see, faith in God comes from the Lord Himself, who is persuading us that He's trustworthy, that yes, you can put your faith in Him, that yes, He is leading you. It just involves obedience. You see, faith is a gift that you've been given from the Holy Spirit. You only need to take that gift and to open it. God is working in each one of your hearts to bring you to the point of being able to open that gift. And God can be trusted because He's God. Faith is always a gift from God. It cannot be produced by us. Let me tell you a little bit about myself that might illustrate this a little better. You know, I tried to control my own circumstances in my life. I was at a point where I had gone to seminary, I had gotten a degree, and I thought, you know, I knew I had done this out of a step of faith to go to seminary. But when I was done, I was giving God all of the parameters that I wanted to stay within, like that I didn't want to leave the church that I was a part of, that I'd been a part of my whole life and my family. And I also told God that, yeah, I'll work for you, but I don't want to work weeknights or weekends. Because, well, my husband worked 9 to 5, Monday to Friday, and I thought, well, you know, ministry usually involves evenings and weekends, and I'm never going to see him. So that can't be what God wants. But, you know, so I really tried to control all the circumstances of where God was calling me. And I told God all these things, so I made this framework for where I could be or wanted to be. But then it was like I was showing faith, but I was totally limiting my faith because I was putting the guidelines up or the parameters of what I wanted to do. I wasn't listening to what God was calling me to do. And so I limited my faith by my thinking. So one application that I would like you to take from this is commit to praying. Pray. Ask the Lord to reveal Himself to you so that you can follow Him where He is leading you. Maybe some of you feel the way Indiana Jones did in that clip that we watched earlier. And you may not have taken that step of faith to actually say yes to God and commit your life to Him. Maybe you think it takes so much courage and guts to actually do it, to actually say yes. But you know what? God doesn't make it that hard. It's really not that hard. He loves you. He wants you to be His child. He wants to lead you. And God has made Himself known to us in the Scriptures so that, yes, we can know that we can trust Him. Romans 10:17 says this: faith comes from hearing the message, and the message is heard through the word of Christ. So yeah, that's where faith comes, from reading the word. So the second application for this morning is saturate your mind with the word of God. Spend time reading the scriptures, reading the stories in the Old Testament of all the people who God called and who obeyed and lived according to God's will and purpose for them. That's why we send you soul food to your emails every morning. I hope that you read them. That's to help you to read the word and apply it to your lives. So faith in God is not just this unknown leap into the darkness where you would have no idea of where you're going. No, God is trustworthy. God is true. And that's spoken about in the word of God. So by reading about these faithful people, your faith is built up. So you see, faith is a gift that you've been given. You only need to open it. Now, Abraham asked God, well, how can I believe that you are going to do what you say you're going to do? Well, we can go back to Genesis 15 and read about cutting a covenant. This is so cool. This is just really, really interesting. That's what they did in those days back in the history of Israel, is that they cut a covenant with each other. Now, a covenant means a legal binding agreement between two people. And so what they did then was to cut a few animals in half and lay the half pieces of the animal on the side of a pathway, and then the two people walked between the cut animals. And what they were saying to each other was, let it be done to me if I do not keep my side of the promise I'm making to you. Let it be done to me that I would be cut like these animals if I do not keep the promise I'm making to you. And so they put their life on the line to be able to show how much this covenant meant to them. Well, in this case with Abraham, God told him, bring me a heifer, a ram, and a goat, and a pigeon and a turtle dove, and I want you to cut the animals in half and lay them out. And he didn't need to cut the birds, but he laid one on either side. And then Abraham fell into a deep sleep, and darkness came over this. And what Abraham saw was a fire pot and a blazing torch going between those cut animals. So what God was showing Abraham was, look, I am the one who is walking between these animals. I'm the one who is promising to keep my side of the covenant. And I'm not requiring you to walk between these animals because I am not going to hold you to your side of the covenant. Because God was saying, my love is unconditional. It doesn't depend on you and what you are doing. God said, it's all on me. It's all on me. That is our God. That is the same God that we now put our faith in. That same God who showed by this covenant that he was showing his unconditional love for us. God's promise here did not depend on what Abraham was doing. And Abraham then trusted God. He trusted God and was able to do the things that God called him to. You see, faith is a gift that you've been given. You only need to open it. And the ultimate promise of God that showed his totally unconditional love for us was that he sent his one and only Son to die for us. You see, Jesus Christ was cut off. He was cut off from God the Father and from the land of the living, and he descended into hell for us. He was the one who took that covenant, that unconditional covenant for us, and showed us his great love for us by dying on the cross. So even though our faith falters, even though we don't know whether we can really take that step of faith, well, Jesus has shown us that he loves us. And it's the same God, Abraham's God, who is calling you now to put your trust in him. You know, I mentioned earlier about my story and how I had put parameters on what I wanted God to do in my life. Well, God showed me a different way. He said, "You can trust me. I will lead you where I want you to go. And if that means leaving your other church that you're so comfortable in, it's okay, you can do it. And if that means working weeknights and weekends, it's okay, you can do it. My grace is sufficient for you." And that was a step out in faith on my part. But it was like God just opened up the doors of what he is calling me to do. And I know that he will do the same for you. As you put your faith in God and step out as he is calling you to step out, maybe it's just to say yes to him. You see, faith is a gift that you've been given. You only need to open it. I just want you to point to one verse that we read earlier, Hebrews 11, verse 10. It says about Sarah. You know, she believed God would carry out his promise to her of a son, even though she was 90 years old, because she considered him faithful who had made the promise. She considered him faithful who had made the promise. In other words, she was looking at who made the promise to her, and it was God. God can be trusted. He's so much more trustworthy than anybody that we ever put our faith in, like Connor McDavid or President Trump or anybody else. God is way beyond that. Amen. He is the one who is trustworthy and true. People will let you down, but God will never, ever let you down. And faith is not just a blind leap into the dark. No, God is there. It's like a step into the light. You see, it's who you put your faith in that matters here, not how much faith you have. I want you to look at one picture that's going to be on the screen, and I'm going to end with this. This is a painting by Holman Hunt of Revelation 3, verse 20, which says, "Here I am, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come in and eat with that person, and they with me." Catherine, if you could put the picture back up. So Jesus is saying here, look, I'm standing at the door of your heart, and I'm knocking. And I want you to open the door because I want to come in and eat with you. Jesus is saying that he wants to come in and have a relationship with you. And someone mentioned to the artist of this painting and said, "Didn't you make a mistake here? I think you forgot to put the doorknob on, the door." And he said, "No, it's actually not a mistake. The doorknob is on the inside of the door." You see, Jesus is waiting for you to open the door from your heart. You see, Jesus is a perfect gentleman. He is never going to force his way into your heart. He is waiting for you to open the door and to say, "Yes, I want you to come in. I want you to come in and be Lord of my life. I want you because I trust you. You see, faith is a gift that you've been given. You only need to open the gift. And Jesus is saying here, look, please, please open it. Open the door. I want to come in. I want to be your Lord and Savior. I want to be the captain of your life. Romans 10, verse 10 says, for it is with your heart that you believe and are justified, and it is with your mouth that you profess your faith and are saved. Are you ready to say that now? Will you say yes to Jesus now? Let's pray. Lord God, we really want to put our faith in you. You have shown us in the Bible that you are faithful and true and that you love us. Lord, you have shown your unconditional love for us in Jesus Christ, your Son, who died for us. Help us, Lord, to take the step of faith and to say yes to you and to let you into our hearts. Help us, Lord, to open that door or to open that gift that you've given us. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.